Well, I'm thankful to be back up here and get to speak this morning.
非常高兴能够和大家今天早上在一起。
If you went to the retreat last week, you know we had a fantastic retreat.
我们上个周末的那种周末的聚会是非常非常好。
I can't personally speak for the adult side, but everything I heard was it was really good.
我从我听到的所有的那些反馈来说，大家都有一个非常愉快的一个经历。
I know for the youth, I think that God did a lot of really good things and a lot of good decisions were made last weekend.
这上个星期的大家 youth 就是青少年在一起，他们有很好的时间，有很多的得着。
So be praying for the youth and that God will continue to work in their heart.
我们为这些青少年继续祷告，让神的灵在他们心里面做工。
And those decisions they made last week won't just be like a one weekend thing, but God will they'll keep going for it with it.
他们上个周末所做的那些决定，希望能够在他们生命中能够起作用，而不是一时的只是一时的冲动而已。
So parents, if you get a chance, I want to encourage you to even I know it's been a week, but ask your teen maybe what decision they made. Share with them what decisions you made.
做父母的，我希望你们找机会能够问问你们的青少年，他们上个周末做了怎样的决定，然后看让他们能够敞开心扉和你们分享。
One awesome encouragement last week is we had the sixth graders join us.
上个周末非常令人振奋的一件事情是我们有六年级的孩子参加青少年的聚会。
And between the sixth grade all the way up to the 12th grade, we had nine young people place their faith in Christ last weekend.
在六年级到十二年级的孩子们，去年上个周末有九个孩子
So let's pray for them as they're just starting in their growth and that we can help them understand that decision.
让我们一起继续为他们祷告，然后让他们能够坚定信心。
All right, let's jump into the book of Philippians.
今天我们来看腓立比书。
The last time that I spoke, I started in the book of Philippians with chapter 1.
上次我讲到的时候是讲的腓立比书从第一章开始。
So my goal, unless God changes this each time I speak to continue in the book of Philippians.
我跟神祷告，我的目标是继续来讲腓立比书。
It's been a few months, so but I don't want to review the whole thing for sake of time.
距离上次讲到大概有几个月的时间，我今天大概就不要重复上次讲过的。
But we'll just do a real quick recap.
我们就很快的简短的过一下以前讲过的分享过的。
Philippians is a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi.
腓立比书是使徒保罗写给腓立比教会的一篇书信。
And it's very clear throughout this short book that this is a church that Paul loved very dearly.
这个是非常明显，这个教会是是神的一个做神的工的一个教会。
Somebody answers, what is the common theme that we see throughout the book of Philippians?
大家可能会问，我们在腓立比书看到哪些共同的一个思路呢？
What's a word that we hear over and over again? If you know it, just shout it out.
有哪一个词我们经常会在这个腓立比书里读到呢？
Joy, yes, joy. And so joy, we see that joy, or a form of the word joy, is mentioned 16 times throughout this small book.
喜乐在这篇短短的书信里边提到了16次。
It's amazing because Paul...isn't really in a good circumstance at this time that he's writing about joy.
我们可以回想保罗在写这段书信的时候，他自己的身体状况和他的经历并不是很好。
The last time we talked about Paul's motivation for his joy.
上次我们谈到保罗他的因为有喜乐，他的喜乐的源泉。
And it wasn't in what he was living for, but who he was living for.
他的源泉并不是由于他当时的处境，而是他为什么而活。
And in Philippians 1:21, he says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
在腓立比书第一章的二十一节，他讲到因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
His motivation was for Christ.
他的动力是为了基督而活。
So whether life was good or bad, as long as God was glorified.Then he could have joy.
不管是生命中经历了顺境逆境，只要是耶稣在那里，他的生命就充满了喜乐。
Last time we mentioned that joy is mentioned 16 times, four chapters.
在这短短的四章里边，喜乐这个词被提到了十六次。
We could argue the theme is really Jesus.
我们可以这里讨论，其实主要的中间的这个思路主要是这个耶稣。
The name of Jesus is mentioned 40 times in this same book.
耶稣的名在这短短的书信里被提到了四十次。
Well, let's move on to today's message.
来，让我们今天来，让我们看今天的经节。
We're going to start in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27.
我们会从腓立比书第一章二十七节开始。
And we'll continue into chapter 2 all the way to verse 11.
然后我们继续读第二章一直到第十一节。
Now, Paul has just got done saying that for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
保罗刚刚说到我在活着为基督。
And he's now talking to the church at Philippi, kind of telling him this turmoil. He doesn't know if he'll get to see them again or not.
他在讲这话的时候他不知道他会不会再见这些在腓立比教会的这些信徒。
He's writing this letter as a prisoner in Rome.
他当时写的书信的时候是在罗马作为一个在监狱里边。
So he doesn't even know if he's going to survive this imprisonment.
他当时自己并不知道他能不能活着从监狱出来。
And he's telling them his personal struggle of wanting to be with Christ, but also wanting to be with them to help, to be a benefit to them.
他在分享他自己的内心的争斗，他心里边非常，想和信徒们在一起，但是又是要和耶稣基督在一起为耶稣而活。
As we pick up in verse 27, here's some words of challenge and encouragement he gives the church at Philippi.
27章他提了很多一些对这教会的一些挑战。
I'll go ahead and read it in English and then just follow along.
27章牧师会用英文来读，我们大家看中文的中文的字幕。
Verse 27.Says, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. And next, frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake.Engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had and now hear that I still have. Now, chapter 2, verse 1. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Verse 4.Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name,So that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, would you speak to us this morning through your word?
亲爱的天父，请你通过你的经文向我们说话。
Would you help us to clearly understand what it is that you want us to get from this passage?
请你开启我们的心灵，让我们真正明白你让我们在这话语需要得到的。
Lord, would you prevent me from saying anything or doing anything that you wouldn't want this morning?
请你保守我的嘴，让我说出你所喜悦的话语。
Would you just be glorified through this next few moments that we have?
愿你的名在我们下面讲道中得以荣耀。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
All right, Paul is giving him this encouragement. I don't know if I'm going to be with you guys anymore.
保罗给我们这个鼓励，他说我不知道是不是还会和你们再见。
He says, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you're standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
这是保罗跟我们讲到，你们的行事为人要与基督的福音相称， 当我见叫我来见你们的时候，或来见或 不见你们的时候、你们有一个同一的心智，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
When you look at this, what does it mean to be of one spirit, of one mind, striving side by side?
我们这里回想，这么来思考一下，是这里边一个心智，同心合一是什么意思？
What word jumps out to us?
哪个词跳起了？哪个词就是让你忽然看出他这个从这经文里边跳出来
？It sounds like unity, right? Okay, so it's unity.
这个词就是合一。
Having one mind. The Bible says striving side by side, being on the same team, of one mind, thinking the same.
同心合一，站在一个队伍里边，大家手肩并肩的同心合一在一起。
And for the faith of the gospel.
为了这个福音的福音，对福音的信心。
Paul saying, "Hey, church, hey, Christians, it's important that we have unity."
保罗对教会讲，是我们有合一在是非常重要的一件事情。
We need unity if we're going to reach our community, our area. We need to have unity even as a church, as Christians.
我们即使向附近的社区去传福音，我们首先要有在主内的合一。
Even the gospel is at stake.
因为这个合一是关系到这个福音是否福音的重要性。
You know, for us, there's often we may feel a little frightened or apprehensive to share our faith.
有的时候，我们自己心里边会有一些担心，会有一些焦虑，我们不敢去分享福音。
Has anyone ever felt that way before?
大家有没有感觉到如此
？All right, if you're not, I need to talk to you so you can teach me a thing or two.
如果你心里没有这种感觉，我真是有一点可以向你学习。
You know, we see though that sometimes.The greatest testimony, the greatest witness we could have is us as Christians actually getting along.
在很多时候，我们能够为神做最好的见证，就是我们在作为基督徒能够在主内能够和睦相处。
And us having one mind.
我们作为基督徒能够有同一的心智。
We may struggle at our workplace to share our faith.
你可能在工作的时候，在工作的地方，可能你在挣扎如何去分享福音。
And we should.So often, our marriage, if we're following God and we're one mind in our marriage for Christ, like our marriage can be this huge billboard for the gospel.
在我们生命中，比如像我们的婚姻，我们如果在婚姻里边能够与神的心智合一，我们的婚姻本身就是对神福音美好的见证。
Even teenagers, I know last week at the retreat, many of you mentioned that it's difficult to share your faith at school.
在作为青少年，我们上周末的。聚会中谈到在学校里边分享福音对青少年是很难的。
And that's something we need to learn to do. Often if we will even just start with our relationship with our parents, having one mind, as Christians, striving together, and our friends can see our relationship even with those who live in our house.
我们可以在我们的生活中比如像可以和父母之间有和谐美好的关系有这个同一这种关系本身就是对他的同伴一个美好的见证。
So he says, Christians, church, we need to have unity.
保罗告诉我们，基督徒们，教会，我们要有同一，要有合一的心智。
We need to work together.
我们需要一起同工。
For the gospel.
为了福音的缘故，一起同工。
Please don't misunderstand me. This isn't a message because like there's a lot of division I notice.
大家，我想提醒大家，不是因为我看到大家教会里很多纷争，我才跟大家分享这个信息。
My family and I, we just hit our one-year mark here at the church.
我们家这今年刚刚在参加这个教会整整一年。
And I'm not just saying this because you write a check to me, but I've noticed a very caring church in this 1 year that I've been here.
我并不是说让你们写张支票给我，而是说我想说，在这个一年的经历中，我感觉到这教会是非常非常的充满了爱。
And a church that does well working together.
如果教会呢能够一起同心合力的同工的话，就会更加有效果。
But Paul says, "Hey, it's important that we have unity, for the gospel."
保罗提醒我们，我们为了福音的缘故，要有同心合一的心智。
And we're using this word unity, but really, you'll see towards the end, like unity isn't really our main point of this message.
我们用这个同一这个词，但是真正我们看到这个信息的后面。这合一并不是我们最终的目的。
Paul says that church, hey Christians, we need to have unity.
保罗讲，在教会里边，基督徒们需要合一。
And even as we jump into chapter 2,
我们看第二章。
Like in verse 1, I'll go ahead and read verse 1 and 2.
第一节，第二节。
So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉、爱心有什么安慰、圣灵有什么交通、心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同、爱心相同、有一样的心思、有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
So in verse 1, we won't break every part of verse 1 down.
我们来分解一下第一节。
But Paul is saying, you know, if God has ever done any work in your life,
保罗这里跟我们讲说，如果神在你的生命中做什么工作，
God's ever comforted you with His love,
神把他的爱给我们。
And he uses this like if, like he's asking a question, but
这里边保罗用到这个如果假设这个字眼。
But he's saying in a way that if this has happened, but at the same time he's saying, I know that this has happened, and God has worked in your life.
他这里讲到说，如果这个曾经发生，但是我们知道这个已经在我们生命中发生。
He brings up unity again in verse 2. He says, complete my joy, there's that word joy again, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love,being in full accord and of one mind.
在第二节他告诉我们，你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
So as Christians, as a church, we need to have unity.
作为基督徒，在教会里边，我们需要有合一。
From the next verse, we see that in order to have unity, we must have humility.
下面我们会看到，为了合一，如果要达到合一，我们必须要有谦卑。
What does humility mean?
这里谦卑是什么意思？
Somebody just throw out an answer.
大家可以随便说你们的理解是什么。
Okay, humble. Like putting somebody else before yourself.
谦卑，把别人放到你上面。
Look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
It says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.Verse 4, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
This is, yeah, we need to have unity, but if we don't have humility, we have a difficult time having unity.
我们需要有合一，但是如果我们心里边不谦卑的话，我们很难达到合一。
Whether that's in our church, or in our marriages, or in our workplace.
无论是在教会，是在我们的婚姻中，或者是在工作的地方。
Bible says to count others more significant than ourselves.
保罗提醒我们要看别人比自己强。
Who finds that a little difficult sometimes?
大家谁觉得这个是很难的一件事情？
As people, we don't really like to admit that maybe someone else is right.
作为人，从人的心智来讲，我们很难承认别人比我们自己强。
What about when we actually know we're right and we still submit ourselves?
那么大家，如果是我们知道我们自己是对的，在这个时候还能谦卑自己，认为别人比自己强。
That's humility.
这个是真正的谦卑。
And we can say all day long, hey, we should get along and we should think of one mind. But if we're not humble, we don't have humility, then unity is not going to go very far.
我们可以嘴上一直在说我们要合一，要一起同工，但是心里边没有谦卑的话，我们是没有办法达到这一点的。
All throughout Scripture, we see how important it is to Christ that we work together.
我们通过这经文可以看到，对耶稣来讲，我们能够一起同工是多么重要的一件事情。
We see how important it is that we put others before ourselves.
我们看到把别人放到我们自己前面是多么重要的一件事情。
The Bible says that we are to love one another.
保罗告诉我们，我们要彼此相爱。
I don't know what the phrase is in Mandarin, but the one another is mentioned often throughout the New Testament.
我就在中文里边讲这个彼此这个词，在这个圣经里边出现很多次。
Is it the same meaning?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the Bible says love one another.
彼此相爱。
Care for one another.
彼此关心。
Receive one another.
彼此接纳。
Endure one another.
彼此的忍受。
Pray for one another.
彼此的祷告。
Greet one another. Greet.
Greet. 啊，和大家彼此的彼此问候。
Be kind to one another.
啊，彼此的能够以爱心对待。
Forgive one another.
彼此的饶恕。
Do you think it's important to Jesus that we think of one another? These are just some of the examples.
这只是一些这些例子，对耶稣来说，这些是非常重要的。
He said, "Yeah, we want to have unity, but in order to have unity, we need to have humility."
我们知道合一是很重要，但是为达到合一，我们必须首先要谦卑。
And that's not, if I can be honest, that's not something that just comes natural, even to me. Just to, like, yeah, you're right, it's fine.
我必须坦诚地说，这个不是一个很自然发生的事情。对我们来说，能够做到这一点是很难的。
But if we're going to have unity, we're going to have to put other people first.
但是为了达到合一的目的，我们必须要把别人看得强于自己。
If we're going to be of one mind, we're going to have to be okay with being wrong sometimes.
我们要有同一的心智，有的时候我们就要忍受，有的时候我们可能做的没有那么完美。
We're going to have to not think of ourselves as the greatest.
我们不要认为我们自己是最伟大的。
All of us, if we're honest, we struggle with pride, right?
我们每个人可能都在心里边挣扎这个骄傲这个事情。
Which is the opposite of humility.
骄傲呢是谦卑的反面。
But what's great is in this next section of verses, Paul gives us an amazing example of humility.
在下面的经文中，保罗给我们非常非常强有力的例子。
So right here says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." Verse 6, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
在第六节讲到他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Now, would you agree that that is an amazing example of humility?
大家同不同意这是一个谦卑的一个非常非常伟大的一个例子？
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
But he didn't hold on to that part.
他没有说是自己抓住自己是神不放。
Paul says that he humbled himself.
他谦卑自己。
Even though you and I were so undeserving.
即使是说你和我根本不配得他的这个牺牲。
Out of a complete love for us, he gave up himself.
他完全的爱我们，甚至把他自己的生命献给了我们。
He became a servant for us.
他成为我们的奴仆。
The Bible says that he sacrificed himself for us.
他为他自为我们的一切献上他自己。
Remember, this wasn't just a good guy. This was the King of Heaven.
这不是仅仅是一个好人，这是宇宙万物的主。
Who had no reason, no obligation to do that other than the love he had for us.
他没有任何理由去这样做，唯一的能够解释的理由就是他爱我们。
And so Paul gives us this example, this picture of what humility is.
保罗给我们这个图画，这个例子解释谦卑是什么意思。
Let's look at some, as we see humility, we see the mind of Christ that Paul shows us here in verse 5.
在第五节我们看到这个谦卑是什么意思。
We see some characteristics of the mind of Christ right here.
我们看到就是以耶稣的心为心的一些例子。
See that he was selfless.
他首先是无私。
That he was willing to put aside his heavenly throne.
他虚己，把他的在天上的那些宝座放到一边。
And to think of us.
为我们而活，为我们而死。
He was completely selfless. How do we do at being selfless?
他是完全的虚己，完全的无私。我们怎样做呢？
Being selfless isn't just thinking of others more, but it's thinking of ourselves less.
去做到无私，并不是说只是想别人更多，而是把自己想的要更少。
Yes, Jesus, one characteristic is, of the mind of Christ is a selfless mind.
这里讲到以耶稣的心为心的一个特点，就是一个虚己的一个状态。
We see in verses 5-7, we see another characteristic is a servant.
在第五节到第七节，我们看到另外一个特点，就是作为仆人。
Let's read 5, 6, and 7 again.
让我们读五到七节。
It says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men."
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He was a servant for us. It says that he made himself a servant.
他让他自己成为我们的奴仆。
The king brought himself down and said, "I'm going to serve you."
这个国王来虚己，告诉我们说他愿意服侍我们。
One amazing example we see of that is in John chapter 13. We see Jesus is washing the disciples' feet.
在约翰福音的第十三章，一个非常强有力的例子就是耶稣给他的门徒们洗脚。
Then Jesus uses this opportunity in John 13 to be God, to be the King, to be the Master, but he made himself a servant.
在约翰福音十三章这里边讲到，耶稣作为王，他愿意虚己，他为他的门徒洗脚。
Now today, if I just came up to you, Brother Tommy, and started washing his feet, it'd be kind of weird.Right, but
今天我到 Tommy 跟前说，来 Tommy， 我给你洗脚，这听上去可能会很奇怪。
So I'm still working on humility, so I'm not going to do that. But
我要心里边我还要继续的谦卑，但是我不会这样做。
But we see in this context, in this culture, that would have been a job that would have been for a servant, a job that would have been for a slave.
在这个文化背景下面，这个洗脚这个工作是奴仆，是一个奴隶所做的事。
But Jesus, he shows this picture of, hey, of humility, of serving.
但是耶稣给我们这个例子，说我作为一个王，我来服侍你们。
What's so cool in Scripture is we see it over and over, God tells us how we should treat one another.
在这个经文里，我们一再看到，神提醒我们要怎样的，彼此的相待。
But he doesn't just say, hey, this is a good idea, you should do this.
神没有说这是一个很好的想法，你应该这样做。
Often he reiterates it with, I did this first.
他经常是说，我这样首先是这样做了，你们要像我。
You see that in 1 John 4:19, Paul says that we love because he first loved us.
在约翰一书讲到，我们爱他，但是神先爱了我们。
Even husbands today, and Bible tells us that husbands are to love their wife.
保罗讲到说，做丈夫的要爱妻子。
It says as Christ loved the church.
就像耶稣爱教会一样
and gave himself for it.
把他的生命献给了教会。
He's not just telling us to do something he hasn't done.
在这里边告诉我们做了他已经做的事情。
In Ephesians 4:32 it says that we should be kind to one another and forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven us.
在以弗所书四章十三节他讲到我们要彼此的相爱，因为神首先爱我们。
So we see that Christ is a servant.
我们这里可以看到耶稣作为一个奴仆。
In this picture, this example of the mind of Christ, we have a selfless mind, a servant, and we have a sacrificial mind.
这里我们看到耶稣的心是我们有一个作为奴仆的心，有一个自我牺牲的一个心。
Look at verse 8 again.
我们看第八节。
It says, "In being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross."
第八节讲到，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
That's what I want to get. Christ didn't come just to wash some feet.
我们可以想到，这个耶稣来，并不是说只是洗脚，
or just to be a good example.
或者是说只做一个好的榜样。
He paid the ultimate sacrifice by giving his life for us.
他已经付上最终的赎价，就是把他自己的生命给了我们。
Sometimes maybe we don't understand like how bad we really are.
有的时候我们自己很难想象到我们终究有多么糟糕。
The Bible says that we were dead in our sins.
我们在罪里已经死。
Not just, this isn't just like a sickness.
这不是一个病而已。
Because if it's a sickness, we can be like, all right, my sickness isn't as bad as your sickness.
如果仅仅是一个病，可能是我的病还和你的病相比还没有那么严重。
Because there's different degrees of illness, right?
作为病来说，可能有不同程度的病。
Often in our Christian life, that's how we think. Like, I'm just not as bad as you.
在我们基督徒生命中，有的时候我们会这样想啊，我可能没有像你那么坏。
The Bible says we were dead in our sins.
圣经告诉我们，我们在罪里已经死。
It doesn't really get any more dead than that, right?
不可能是比那个更死。
So when that's all of us, we're dead in our sins, and it was Christ who came and saved us. It was Christ.
就是我们所有人的境况，就是我们已经在罪中而死，直到耶稣再来的时候，耶稣已经来的时候。
It was Christ who came and sacrificed himself for us.
耶稣来把他自己的生命献给我们。
So unity is important.
合一是非常重要的。
In order to have unity, we must have humility.
为了实现合一，我们首先必须要谦卑。
In order to have humility, we must put on the mind of Christ.
我们为了实现能够做到谦卑，首先就要有耶稣的心。
We must start thinking like Christ.
我们必须要以耶稣的心，耶稣的心去思想。
Now that's like easier said than done, right?
这个可能说起来要比做起来要容易得多。
Only if it was like a hat, and we could just take the one off and put the mind of Christ on, we'd be set.
有的时候我们想，可能就像戴帽子一样，我们把摘了这个帽子，然后戴上耶稣的这个帽子，可能就容易了。
But if we're going to have unity, we must have humility, and to have humility, we must put on the mind of Christ.
为了合一，我们必须要有谦卑；为了实现谦卑，我们必须要有耶稣的心为心。
We need God to change our mind.
我们需要神来改变我们的心智。
From selfish, conceited minds to minds that are following Him.
从那种自私而自私自我的那种心态，能够变为能够跟随耶稣的心态。
To minds that are becoming more like Christ.
把我们的心思变得更像神的心。
That's our goal. That's sanctification. God wants us to become more like His Son.
这是我们的目标，就是神希望我们越来越像他的儿子耶稣。
It says, put on the mind of Christ. We look at Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书第十二章。
This whole chapter is good, but we won't read the whole chapter, just verses 1 and 2.
我们今天只看一节二节。
Verses 1 and 2 says, remember, this is Paul, once again speaking in the book of Romans.
这是保罗在罗马书里讲的。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
We need to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
我们必须要通过这种心意的这种心意的更新啊，能够变为更加的像耶稣。
If we're honest this morning.Probably many of us have said we need a new mind this morning.
如果我们很真实的对待自己，问我们今天早上需要一个非常更新的一个心态。
We need to be intentional about thinking like Christ.
我们必须要非常的就是非常的注意的去想，能够更像耶稣。
So、Paul's talking to the church at Philippi as a whole.
保罗是对腓立比教会来讲。
But even in us, think of our day-to-day relationships with husband, wife, parents and kids, co-workers.
对我们来讲，我们思考一下我们每日平常生活中的关系。我们可以看到这夫妻的关系，和子女的关系，和在工作里边和同事的关系。
We have the mind of Christ when we approach those relationships.
如果我们有耶稣的心智，我们怎样去对待这些关系？
or when we show up to work, we take that mind off.
或者是我们去工作的时候，我们把这个心态放在一边。
Or maybe we have it on while we're at work and we have a good testimony, but when we get home, like we take that mind and we chuck it as far as we can.
也许在工作的时候你做的比较好，然后回到家就把这个帽子一摘，然后在家里就是完全另外的样子。
Are we thinking like Christ? Are we selfish? Are we a servant? Are we willing to sacrifice?
我们是像耶稣一样的去想吗？是这样的虚己，然后以一个奴仆的心态去服侍。
We've used the word unity quite a bit this morning.
我们这里边今天讲的这个合一很多次。
And even humility.
也谈到卑微。
But really, that's not the focus that we want to get across this morning.
但这不是我今天想讲到的重点。
That's part of it.
这是其中的一部分。
Folks, we want to have is to have the mind of Christ.
最重要的根本是要有耶稣的心为心。
If we have unity and humility, will be an overflow of the work God is doing in our life when we put on the mind of Christ.
我们有合一，然后有卑微的、有谦卑的心，我们的就神在我们生命中做的那些美好的事，就会真是满意。
So yeah, we need to worry about, you know, we need to work on getting along and being humble. But if we're just submitting ourselves to Christ, if we're just becoming more like Christ, those are going to happen.
我们可以去努力的去做到合一，努力的去谦卑自己。但如果我们能与耶稣的心为心，这一切都是自然而然会成就的。
If you're like me, you take a little while to learn. So maybe you're not like me, but it takes me a little while sometimes. I have to mess up a few times and like, oh, that's how it works.
对我自己来讲，我经常会学习试验几次，然后才能够把这个做对。
Sometimes we get the equation a little backwards.
有的时候我们把这个前后的顺序颠倒。
Yeah, I want to have unity. I want to have humility.
我想要合一，我们想要谦卑。
Are you filling the blank? I want to be kinder. I want to do this. I want to whatever. Fill it in.
我想友善，我想做这个，我想做那个。你可以有很多的那些空格来填补。
And then at the end, we're like, you know, I need to be like Christ.
但是最终的话是说，我需要像耶稣。
But if we start with the mind of Christ,
如果我们能够开始就以耶稣的心为心，
we start by intentionally thinking like Christ.
我们从开始呢就以耶稣的心去思想一切的事情。
We start by asking God to continue making us more like Him.
我们开始就问神，让神能够把我们变得更像耶稣。
Unity and humility will come because that's going to be an overflow of what God's already doing in our hearts.
那么合一和谦卑就是自然而然会发生的事情。
So as we close,
在今天结束的时候，
two questions for you to think on.
今天我想给大家提出两个问题，让大家来思考。
Do you have the mind of Christ this morning?
你今天早上有没有耶稣的心？
Is it for the person next to you to answer?
不是说让你坐在邻座的人来回答这个问题。
If you're sitting next to your spouse, your spouse is probably like, no, you don't.
如果你坐在你的配偶旁边，你的配偶心里很清楚，你心里边没有这样。
But do you have the mind of Christ?
你自己有没有一个耶稣的心？
Next is, this week, how can you start working on having the mind of Christ this week?
那么第二个问题就是这个星期啊，你怎样开始能够操练有更有操练有耶稣的心为心。
Let's break it down even smaller. What is one thing that you can do this week to start having the mind of Christ?
让我们更具体一点，这一星期有没有一件事情，就做一件事情，你以耶稣的心去做。
Just one area.
就一个方面。
We're not even asking to start big.
我没有想让你说从很大的方面，各个方面都来做。
Do you have the mind of Christ? What is one way this week? I want you to decide in your seat this morning, think, what is one way that I can start practicing having the mind of Christ this week.
你要以耶稣的心为心，就选一件事情，这星期你愿意操练的一件事情，你怎样去以耶稣的心为心而来做这件事情。
Yes, we need to have unity.
是的，我们需要有合一。
But to have a unity, we must have humility.
那么我们需要合一的话，首先就要有谦卑。
But to have true humility, we must have the mind of Christ.
但真正要能做到谦卑呢，我们就必须要与耶稣的心为心。
Let's think and act like Christ this week.
让我们这星期能够思考以耶稣的心为心，来行出以耶稣的心为心。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this morning you've given to us as brothers and sisters in Christ.
亲爱的天父，感谢你今天早上让我们和弟兄姐妹聚集在这里。
Lord, thank you for your written word that you've given to us.
感谢你把你的话语记下来给我们。
Thank you that we don't just have to wander about not knowing what it is that you want, Lord.
感谢你让我们清楚，而不是说是毫无目的的到处寻求。你给我们非常清楚的意象。
Thank you that through your word and through your spirit, Lord, we have that.
感谢你给我们你的话语和你的灵，让我们清楚你让我们做的事情。
Father, I want to thank you this morning for the sacrifice that you made for us.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，感谢你为我们所做出的牺牲。
The only reason we can stand here today or talk about this is because of your love.
我们今天能够站在这里，能够谈论这一切，是完全是由于你的爱。
Lord, I ask that you would help each one of us to have your mind this week.
亲爱的天父，我们祷告，希望你让我们在座的每一个人这一星期都有以耶稣的心为心。
Not out of duty or just as a bunch of rules, Lord.
不是说仅仅是作为一个责任或者是一些必须做的事情。
But out of a heart of love and thankfulness, Father, for what you've done for us.
而是出一个感恩的心，感恩的心，能够回馈你为我们所做的那一切。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen。
我们谢谢 Pastor Kendall 给在我们当中的信息。
We thank Pastor Kendall for his sermon this morning.
求主帮助我们继续多学习如何以基督的心为心。
We ask God's help to help us continue to learn how to have a mind of Christ.
接下来是家事报告，我们首先要来欢迎第一次在我们当中的朋友弟兄姐妹们。
Next is our bulletin time. First, we want to welcome those brothers and sisters who are here with us for the first time.
有没有第一次在我们当中？我们想请你站起来，简单的介绍一下自己。我们招待会上来啊。
大家好，我叫谭金元，我第一次来到这里，我是从加州搬过来的，很高兴认识大家，我也是个基督徒，感谢主。
欢迎。那我们等一下聚会完之后11:30啊，我们会有一个欢迎中心啊，我们欢迎你到当啊。到时候小平弟兄我们会介绍我们的教会，然后也跟你们分享一下然后也多聊认识你。
After the service this morning around 11:30, we have a welcome center across from the sanctuary, and we welcome you to stay. We would like to introduce you more about our church.
那今天我们夏季成人主日学开始。
Today our summer Sunday school starts.
11:30的时候在这里我们有这个从旧约学习祷告课程。
At 11:30 we will hold the Sunday school here in this room. The topic is to learn how to pray from Old Testament.
主要是我跟师母带，然后宋平也会在当中帮忙带一次。
Pastor Wang and Sister Li Yan will lead the discussion, and some other brothers will chime in along the way as well.
宋平弟兄。
Brother 宋平 will also share.
那今天主要是讲首次的祷告，从旧约里头我们看第一次人的祷告。
The topic today is the first prayer, so we'll study the first prayer that's recorded in the Bible.
我们下个星期呢，6月8号星期六早上9:00-12:00。九点钟之前就开始，我们会有 是不是还有早餐跟午餐呢？啊，对 ，OK， 那就是鼓励大家一起来，我们在我们一年有两次这是春季，我们来清理教会里里外外的这下面有各个团契，每一个团契要负责的事项，请大家注意。
Next Saturday on June 8th, in the morning from 9 to 12, we'll have the churchwide the spring cleaning. There will be a breakfast and lunch provided, and the tasks for each fellowship are listed in the bulletin. We encourage brothers and sisters to participate.
哦，午餐、早餐是最后一行，我是第一个要报告。风雨无阻就是说若下大雨，我们还是照样来，我们外面做不了的话，我们做里面
So this will continue. It doesn't matter in regards of the weather. If it's going to rain hard, we'll work inside.
那青少年家长的这个核心组呢，会议从这个星期三改到下一个星期。
The youth core parents group meeting is changed to next Wednesday, June 12th.
我们早周三的祷告会。仍然是敬拜跟青少年事工
So for the Wednesday prayer meeting, we'll continue to focus on the youth and also the prayer meetings.
另外，我们敬礼跟这个转会课程呢，我们将于下个星期开始，一共有四个星期主日的这个课程。
The next item is we'll start the baptism and the membership transfer course.Which will start from next week. There will be four classes, starting from next Sunday.
想要受浸或转会的弟兄姐妹，请跟我或者跟魏平报名，然后表格要跟魏平姐妹索取。
Those who would like to get baptized or to transfer church membership, please contact me or Sister Wei Ping to get a form to register.
还有一项就是我们这个 DNC Michael can you show the slide 那我们上个月就是提到说我们这个执事提名委员会，我要稍微讲一下执事提名委员会的工作。
Next we'll report about the Deacon Nomination Committee.And I'm going to share the tasks that are led by this group.
那执事提名委员会不是说他们来筛选谁做执事。
DNC is not tasked with picking or selecting who will be deacons.
那执事提名委员会呢？我们教会每年提名这个执事，明年的执事的时候有一个过程，我们是需要。执事提名委员会帮忙执行这一个过程。
So in every year in our deacon nomination process, we have a nomination time, we have a process. So deacon nomination committee is tasked to execute the process.
那这个过程当中，我们所有被提名的执事呢，是经过牧师还有弟兄会员们一起的这个参与，然后我们一起的来我们最后选出来的，不是选出来，我们最后提名的指示会告诉大家，然后大家有一段时间来反映说这一个指示合不合适，所以最后的这个决定是在于会众。
So the pastors Deacons and also brothers and sisters are all involved in the nomination process. So those names will be brought in and then considered. At the end, the final determination is also determined by the congregation.
所以执事提名委员会呢，就是负责确定说整个过程我们是有按着规定去执行的。
DNC is in charge of make sure the process is followed, the nomination process is followed.
只是这个执事提名委员会是由我们教会执事所选的。
DNC members are picked by the deacon committee.
那也需要会众们同意。
They also need to be approved by the congregation.
所以我们现在跟大家讲一下我们执事所提的四位，然后我们也问过他们个别，他们也愿意在这个方面参与。那接下来我们有两个星期的时间，我们下个星期还会报告。如果会员们觉得有什么不妥或者有什么问题，可以跟我们谈。
The following four brothers are picked by the deacon committee. We also check with them individually and they agree to serve in this role. In the next 2 weeks, if any brother or sister has any concerns about these people, please bring them forward.
好，我们念到名字的时候请他站起来，因为以前我们就只是给名字然后很多人反映说我根本不知道是谁所以我们就这个按着这个名单我们第一位是 Helios
Brother Helios
他在这里谢谢，不必拍手了
You don't need to clap but we want people to know who they are.
第二位是 George
George, Brother George.
在那一边请坐。第三位国庆
Brother Michael.
这里然后我们有立松弟兄。
Brother 立松。
现在不在，正好立松是在爱家如果说你不晓得是谁，你说要我考虑两个星期，可是我不知道是谁的话，你找任何一位执事跟我我们都可以把你。介绍给他
We want to know who he is. He's a member of the Agape Fellowship. You can talk to pastor or any brothers and sisters. We'll explain to you and show who he is.
如果大家有什么会员们如果有什么问题可以跟我们提，如果没有的话，我们两周之后呢，他们就正式成为我们今年的这个 DNC。
There will be 2 weeks' time. If any brother and sister has any concerns, please bring them forward during this time. After 2 weeks, if there's no other opinion, and these four brothers will start becoming the deacon nomination committee members, and they'll start executing the process.
我们再过两个星期呢是父亲节，我们儿童在父亲节的时候也有献诗，所以今天跟下一周都会有这个练习的时间。
In 2 weeks, there will be a Father's Day celebration, and children's worship team, they will be giving songs. So this Sunday and next Sunday, they will be practicing.
好，我们最后来做个祷告，我们一起来领受祝福。
Let's have a benediction.
我们一起起立。
Please stand.
天父，我们感谢你，主你自己。成为人的样子来到我们当中，为我们成就这无比的救恩。
Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you yourself became the form of man to came to this earth and accomplish the salvation for us.
帮助我们能够以你的心为心。
Help us to have the mind of Christ.
让我们这一周里面，我们真是能够。用你的心来面对我们一周的生活。
Help us in this week, we can exercise having your mind as our guidance and to see everything and do everything.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的交通常与众人同在。
May Christ's grace and God's love and the holy communion of the Spirit be with you forever and more.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐，默祷。
Please be seated and then pray.